Peace of Christ be with you. You may be seated. We've got visitors here on campus. Let's welcome our prospective students that are visiting campus today. Yes. It's family weekend. Let's give some love to the parents that showed up early. Moms and dads. And we got a little Hope College tradition called the NYKER, God versus Even, freshman versus sophomore. All right, y'all. Just remember, at the end of this thing, you're all on the same campus, the same team, same family. Amen? All right. Dr. Temple Smith tells me that it's week 9. She's my metronome for the campus, keeps me clocking, making sure I know where I'm at in the sequel. We are in week 9, Hope College. And moving into the deep fall, the sun comes up later, goes down sooner. The trees are starting to thin as the leaves fall down. It's easy to get a little tired this time of year. The church calls this ordinary time. Ordinary, just ordinary. This is a time to take a deep breath and to stay focused. In ordinary time, the little things count a lot. Every day, do the little things well, because the little things form us for the big things. And that's what we're after. We're after the really good big things. And one of the things that I want to talk to us today about is big. It's your heart, specifically your relationships, even more specifically, your intimate and romantic relationships. The little things can shape us for the big things. Here's our text for the day. If you're visiting, we've been working through Proverbs, and because it's week 9, I took some verses from chapter 9. Proverbs chapter 9, verses 13 through 18. Hear the word of the Lord. The foolish woman is loud. She's ignorant and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house, on a seat at the high places of the town, calling to those who pass by, who are going straight on their way. You who are simple, turn in here. And to those without sense, she says, stolen water is sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But they do not know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of Sheol. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Just so we're all on the same page, just in case you are wondering, this is a text about sex. I know that's not something any of you ever think about, ever. But this is about a specific kind of sex. This is about sex done in secret. The little things can shape us for the big things. The poem of the proverb paints a picture. It's a picture of someone loud, someone desperate for attention. Maybe she's lonely. Maybe she wants to feel beautiful. Maybe she wants to feel special. And I know that it says that the foolish woman is loud, but I want to be very clear that the wisdom of this text is not about gender exclusivity. This could easily be read, the foolish man is loud. He is ignorant and knows nothing. The point of this passage is not to get tripped up on identifying a woman or a man. Can I get an amen? You with me? All right? Okay, yeah. So, just so we're all, you're excited. That's cool. You with me. The picture goes on. It's of someone calling out, someone who seems a little bored, someone who is enticing, seducing, tempting others to enjoy a casual, non-committal sexual encounter. It's a picture of tempting someone into a sexual experience with no relationship, no accountability, no real intimacy. To the simple, to those without sense, the tempter whispers, stolen water is sweet, and bread eating in secret is pleasant. I bet you know this whisper. I do. This whisper is still alive and well, even though these words were written probably 3 millennia ago. It is as much whispered in our day-to-day life as any day. This is the promise that whispers to us, trust your heart, as if the heart can never be prone to wander. It's the whisper that tells us, YOLO, you only live once. It's the whisper that is behind FOMO, fear of missing out. just do it. It doesn't matter. But it does. The little things matter, and they shape us for the big things. Stolen water is sweet, and bread eating in secret is pleasant, says the tempter. This is the whisper that fuels what is described as the hookup culture. The hookup culture, some are arguing, is the new relational norm on American collegiate campuses. If I say a hookup, you know what I'm talking about, right? Just so that we're all on the same page, right? If you're not, mom and dad, here we go. A hookup culture is one that accepts and encourages casual sexual encounters, including one-night stands and other related activity, which focus on physical pleasure without necessarily including emotional bonding or long-term commitment. By definition, sexual hookups provide the allure of sex without strings attached. The tempter whispers, "Stolen water is sweet, and bread eating in secret is pleasant." This is the whisper of your culture. And now, even if you're not involved in a hookup culture personally, there are other ways to eat bread in secret. There are other places that whisper that it's pleasant, that it's sweet. This is the whisper of Snapchat. This is the whisper of sexting. This is the whisper of private viewing sites online or dating sites that promote casual hookups like Tinder. All of this leads to a life in the shadows, and shadows lead to hiding. And hiding is the result of shame. And shame kills intimacy. The promise is that it will be sweet. The promise is that it will be pleasant. If no one knows, what's the big deal, really? You only live once, right? That goes the logic. But is that the right logic for us? The Bible says that those who listen to the tempter, those who are eating bread in secret, it leads to death. And those that practice that lead to Sheol. Here's a pastor's, a father's truth. And I want to tell it to you straight. Despite its increasing social acceptability, all the developing scientific research I have read suggests that sexual hookups may leave more strings attached than many participants might have assumed. Hookups are actually not working for you. Studies show that the psychological consequences and the physical consequences of hookup culture are very real and long-lasting. These are the consequences we don't talk about at the party with the red plastic cup in hand. The hookups often lead to feelings of guilt, shame, unintended sexual disease, emotional dislocation, the loss of trust, feelings of pressure and anxiety, depression, regret. The human heart was not meant for casual sexual encounters. We are made for intimacy, not for one-night stands. We are made for personal connection, not for sexual anonymity. Sex is a good. It is created by God, given to us by God, but it is also powerful. And in the right context, it can create life, give pleasure, give joy, create intimacy. But handled wrongly, it can also destroy and hurt, leaving one feeling used and alone, a kind of death. Which is why the Christian community is nearly unanimous throughout the centuries with the belief that sex needs a vow, because it is so good, it needs protection. In a hookup culture, there are plenty of options, but the reality is that the hookup culture is creating plenty of loneliness and broken hearts. The series of hookups and non-relationships leaving us unfulfilled and unsatisfied. The whisper of the tempter is wrong. It is not sweet or pleasant. It leads to loneliness. And it's natural to listen to the tempter. Participating in this culture is easy. It promises a sweet and pleasant reward. But I want to ask you, what is it gaining you and your friends? And the real question is, what are you missing out on? And what you're missing out on is love, real intimacy, the feeling of being known. That's the context of real, real lasting love that endures. And those, my friends, are the big things. To get them, you have to start with the little things, the things that we do in secret. And so the wisdom of this proverb is simple. Don't eat your bread in secret. Come out of the shadows. Eat your bread out in the open. Now, preacher, what do you mean? Eat your bread out in the open. Here's what I want to suggest. The preacher wants to suggest that reclaim relationships out in the open in public of your family and your friends with a real live person, not a mediated screen. Stop the secret friends with benefits and experience the benefit of a friend. Specifically, I'm talking about bringing back the old-fashioned date. Yes, I'm old school about this. It's October. Yes. Friends, this is a full-service ministry. We want you to find love. We want you to have intimacy. We don't want casual hookups. We want long-term hookup. Yeah. We want you to get married, have kids, and send those kids to Hope College. Now, the ban of dating has been lifted. I want you to date. But here's some practical dating advice real quick. And at the fear of sounding sexist and being too old school, I want to speak to my gentlemen, to my men. Because the men on this campus are exceptional. Truly, you really are. But I fear sometimes that we are immersed in a dominant culture of the epidemic of the passive male. And what I want to encourage you, brothers, you are awesome. These women are awesome. I want to encourage you to step up, step out, take a risk, initiate. No games, no games. That's right, my sister. If you wanna go out on a date, ask her out days in advance. If you want to go out on a Friday or a Saturday, ask her out on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. She's got some time to prepare. Take some initiation. Don't say, well, hey, you want to maybe get together sometime and maybe do something? No. Maybe some. These are non-committal words. These are not words worthy of a man. A man has got to stand strong and say, you want to go out? You want to go out with me? Have some confidence. Show up. Now, again, there may be I don't want to overplay that. You hear my heart in that. I'm just saying, you guys are awesome, and the best things in life come through initiation, not by being passive. The second thing, make a plan. Don't just do anything. Do something. Honor the person you're asking out with enough respect to think ahead and what do you want to do? I was told today of a cool date. Somebody said, hey, I want you to get dressed up really nice. He picks her up. They go to Taco Bell. There's a white. But the brother had a plan. I love that. That's good. That's what I'm saying. Make a reservation. Gentlemen, groom yourself. Shave. Smell nice. If you don't have any money, take advantage of the free things on campus, right? The lectures, the games, but do something that has a plan. Here's my third thing, and then we'll get going to class and you get your education. Do something. When you're out on a date, don't rely on screens, okay? Do something that invites conversation. Talk to each other. Speak to each other. Yeah, do you know that the phone actually you can use to talk to people? It's not just a texting machine. Like, in between do everything possible to cultivate conversation in your life. If you want to have a real intimacy, eat your bread out in the public, enjoy the art of words and conversation. Initiate, make a plan, talk to each other. If you do these things, you will be out in the light and not living in the shadows. If you do these things, you might just discover that these little things, like taking an initiative, making a plan, pursuing conversation, might lead to the really big things in your life, a love that will never let you go. Amen? Amen. Go in peace.